This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. I want you to imagine for 1 second if Donald Trump were Barack Obama, what would we be talking about? Would we be talking about Russians? Would we be talking about how bad his decision is on, you know, talking about the NFL? If Barack Obama had said to the NFL, you know what, we shouldn't be dividing this country. If young men want to take a knee during the national anthem and embarrass this country, you should fire them. What would the left be saying about that? Take any of these things that we talk about daily and ask yourself, if Barack Obama were doing it, what we already know what happens with the travel ban. We already know about immigration. Barack Obama has the same stance on immigration, at least when he was campaigning, that Donald Trump did, and they handled it completely different. The left is full of nothing, folks, but double standards. And by the way, when I talk about leftists, I'm not talking about just people like Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and that ilk. I'm talking about Lindsey Graham. I'm talking about Paul Ryan. I'm talking about McConnell. I'm talking about John McCain. The people that you put your trust into, that we spend countless hours helping get elected, be careful what you wish for, and then they let you down. That's why I keep telling you, join the Tea Party community, teapartycommunity.com, because that is going to save us. Zuckerberg has got us in the kill zone. And every one of these politicians that you think represents you is just waiting to turn on you. All it takes is for somebody to go, John, we love you. Hey, you know what? We're having a little gathering of people that the cool people. You know, John, you want to come be a part of it? And brain dead McCain goes, well, yeah, I guess I do. So what? I'm a Republican. That's just a name. I want to reach across the aisle, is what he does. Mute that phone. Man, don't mess with me. Mute it. Anyway, so we have put all this faith in these folks, and they constantly let us down. I'm trying to figure out, you know, When have they surprised us and done something the right way? I remember when the Republicans, 100%, 41 senators or whatever the number was, voted against Obamacare. And we thought, woohoo, way to go. And then suddenly, we get Obamacare. Down the party line, we were all excited. I remember going, man, look at them, they stuck together, blah, blah, blah. And then somebody told them, hey, Murkowski, you didn't realize that we had this dirt on you. And who knows what deals were brokered. And then next thing you know, we have Obamacare, which we've been dealing with this now for, I don't know, 6-7 years, a lot. My premiums have gone up. My health care is diminished. I mean, it isn't better. And I've spent thousands more dollars on it. And now they go, hey, well, no harm, no foul. So what, Kevin's out of another 30 grand or so. You know, we tried. No, I want my 30 grand back. It isn't that easy. And then we get fought over this. You get fought over the notion that somebody should not be able to force you to buy something. I want this re-adjudicated. I want the Supreme Court to have to re-look into the issue of the federal government requiring me to have health care. I think it's against the Constitution and against the law. I want them to look at it again. As far as I'm concerned, this is Dred Scott all over again up in here. I'm a human. I'm not cattle. I'm not chattel. You do not own me. That's essentially where we are. This is the Dred Scott case of the 21st century. Does the government own you, or do you own yourself? Now, they own your kids. But once you become an adult, at least when I turn 18, can I own myself? Can I emancipate and go do my own thing? Or am I still a ward of the government? Now, if you pay your taxes on time and you know, figure out what your bill is, I would venture to say you don't exactly own all of yourself. What's the tax day payoff? August 19th, and it's moving out? That's the day you they tell you you start working for yourself? Wow, how's that? What about all the people on welfare? Do they own themselves, or are they sitting there, woo, waiting on that SNAP card to get recharged? They used to wait on the check. They used to sit on the porch and wait for the mailman to come all over this country, 8 to 80, blind, crippled, and crazy, waiting on the mailman, woo, baby, today is payday, yeah. Now they just wait to see if that SNAP card's been recharged. They go up to the store and go, run that for me. And they run and go, nope, empty. All right, I'll see you later. I'll see you tomorrow. Come back up there. Zoop. Yep, you got $500. Then the bargaining begins. They start bargaining with your money. Able-bodied Americans. Far too many of them that should be working. You can't blame them all because they came out of 8 years of Obama. But they also came out of decades of liberalism that say, you know what? What's with a job? Why do I need to feel good about going to work when I can feel good about cashing some white boy's check? Why do I need to feel the surge of adrenaline that comes from doing something productive every day? Why do I need to pass that on to my kids? Why do I need to understand that emotion? See, that's the emotion of winning. That's why a team will take an older baseball, football, whatever, sports player, and they'll put him on a team of young guys, a guy that has been a winner. He's got the Stanley Cup. He's won the basketball championship or the baseball championship or a Super Bowl, a major league pennant. And they say, come join this team of rookies, or, you know, of young guys. They don't bring him on because he's still got all the talent. His talent's diminished. But you know what doesn't diminish? The way he thinks. And that's what they want him for. They're out there doing this. He's like, guys, look, I'm not here to tell you what to do, but I'll tell you this. When I played on the championship team with Michael Jordan, we didn't do what you're doing. We did it this way. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I'll tell you what Michael did and how he got those rings. That's what they bring him on for. You want to know why you listen to me? Let me tell you why. Because I know what it is to be a winner. Yeah, I know what it is to be a winner. The only thing I hate more than losing is not winning. You get what I'm saying? And I want to teach you how to be winners. I want to teach you to have a different mindset. I want to teach you how to assimilate a problem, look at it and go, whatever. Because that's what we have to do. And we have to pass that gene down to our kids. If everybody else doesn't want to do it, fine. I remember when I was growing up as a black kid, when I was a yes sir, yes ma'am, oh, you want them step and fetch it, Negroes. Yeah, whatever. But I still said yes sir, yes sir, yes sir, yes ma'am, no sir, no ma'am. And I knew how people respected me because I showed them respect. Anyway, I'm going to show you some respect. We'll do that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Jackson Radio Show.
Meanwhile, we pony up the money. I mean, it's really preposterous. Do you think this institution, why in the world do we perpetuate it? It's a joke.
Well,
and everybody knows it's a joke, and the pretense that somehow great geopolitical minds come together as either leaders of nations or other institutions, and then make the world a safer place. This, it is palpably a lie.
Well, the political institutions have failed. Jean Kirkpatrick was once asked if the U.S. should withdraw from the U.N. She paused for a moment and said, no, it's not worth the trouble. And the reason for that is we'd have to overcome the Europeans. So my suggestion is...
Well, it saves us a couple of billion a year.
We move to voluntary financing. If that doesn't get their attention and make the reforms, then you withdraw.
Yeah, I just do not comprehend why this fiction is preserved. The president tomorrow will give an important speech, we're told. I have never seen an important speech by a president to the General Assembly.
Well, it's worth a try, I think, so we'll see what the president does. You know, George W. Bush, when he came up here each year, used to refer to it as his annual trip to the Wax Museum. So we'll see if President Trump has better luck.
Well, we will wish him all of the very best in doing so.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. That was Lou Dobbs and Ambassador Bolton, discussing the UN, and Lou Dobbs is exactly right. Bringing all these great geopolitical minds together, blah, blah, blah. And then Bolton says we should do voluntary financing. If we want to finance it, we do, but not this mandatory thing. It's like the International Monetary Fund. When has that ever benefited the United States? Since its beginning. Never. We're $20 trillion in debt almost, and we've never gotten a nickel from the International Monetary Fund. We just give. And so Dobbs is like, what? It's a fiction that the United Nations is doing good. But where Lou Dobbs is like, there's never been a president that's given a speech or whatever. He heard the first one. And it was in the, this as I said a few minutes earlier in the broadcast. The fact of the matter is, Donald Trump knows how to win. The Republicans, the Republic, has finally got somebody who knows how to win. Donald Trump learned how to win because he takes a piece of property. And a few years later, it's beautiful. It's profitable. That's winning in his eyes. It's rarely a loss. And so he knows how to win. And he's instilling this principle into people. It isn't going to change overnight, folks. Don't think that Donald Trump's going to go to D.C. and drain the swamp in a day. No, but the water level's going down. Little by little. And you see it. I'm not going to harbor on this point about the UN except to tell you that look at the win that came out of it. Donald Trump goes up there and excoriates North Korea. He excoriates Venezuela. He says to the world, if you support this type of a regime, shame on you. And he gets results. Ask yourself this. 8 years ago, Kim Jong-un was doing the same thing. Did Barack Obama go to the UN and say to them, how dare you support a guy like this, China or anybody else? Did he name any country out and say you and give you a result that got immediate response? You want to know what the immediate response was? The Chinese came out and said, you cannot bank with us anymore. Where's North Korea going to bank? Now, if we find out that cargo ships or whatever are going to North Korea against the sanctions, essentially what you're saying to the world, he's called the UN out to say, anybody that violates this to a guy that threatens the world with nuclear weapons, we're going to come down on you. We're going to give you a reason why we leave the UN. This is a setup for the UN. I think smarter minds know. I think these geopolitical minds that Lou Dobbs is talking about, I think they know. I think right now people are plotting, how can we please get Donald Trump and the United States to come to the Paris Accord, to come to some, you know, something that we can deal with. How do we do it? Yeah. They're trying to figure it out. Because Donald Trump's going, look, I don't care what politics were in the past. We now know how to win. We are not going to be the patsy sitting at the poker table while everybody else is smiling going, yeah. If we play our cards right, everybody goes home with the United States money. Because that's what we've been. We've been the patsy every single poker hand. We might as well just not even play. What Barack Obama should have just done is said, look, I brought $100 million to the poker game. How do y'all want to divide it up? Because that's what we've been dealing with. And so what does the left do when they can't win? They got to give you subterfuge. They got to boggle you down with all these other things that, you know, that have no, you have no, they know we shouldn't be talking about. You got ESPN hating on Donald Trump. You got the Emmys targeting Trump. In triage, you know, these people can't get, they can't even get Hollywood to watch their drivel anymore. Let me ask you, who won Oscar for Best Picture last year? Do you know? I don't know. Do you guys know? Of course not. 2 years ago, 5 years ago. The only way you'll know that is if you're studying for Jeopardy. Because there's no reason to know. Who can? Let me tell you who won. Somebody that made a political statement against us is going to win everything. Best comedy, best costume, best... Did you say something? Did you hate on Trump? Did you hate on conservatives? Did you pretend to be humanitarian towards Mexicans? Did you tend to say... Did you say something like, I love all the Islams and radical Islam is a figment of the imagination or whatever? Did you say something like that? Because you can get anything you want out of Hollywood. I would love to give us some slack. I would love to say, you know what, conservatives, it's not our fault. It is our fault. Let me tell you why it's our fault. We've had decades to watch this, and we're smart. But we've had decades to watch this, and we've done nothing. I shouldn't say nothing, but very little. Guys like Kevin Sorbo make independent films. James Woods says, look, my career's over. James Woods could go and start working with Sorbo or Nick Searcy. How many people in Hollywood do you think would gladly move over and start making conservative, good films? Think about the acting talent of John Voight, Davi, Sorbo. These people getting together, Adam Baldwin, getting scripts written by conservatives, even throw in, Mel Gibson, whomever. Find every conservative, every gaffer, every, sound man. I think that is a gaffer. Whatever. Yeah, I don't know all the Hollywood lingo. Don't be looking at me like I'm crazy. But get all those people together, and let's start making films. And better yet, you guys, let's not go to the theater to do it. Let's let them sell those films to YouTube or whomever. If YouTube won't give them the money, or Netflix, both run by big lefties, start your own. And let's start streaming our videos into our homes and watching their films, paying $5 a download. Let these guys make million to $5 million films, profit double, triple, whatever. And then somebody start a studio or a couple of studios, and we start watching conservative films and limited releases in various theaters, because theater owners, want to pack their theaters, and we start making our own films. How about we do that? But besides complaining about Hollywood, see, we should be looking for solutions, and we can do it. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. I just got off on a tangent on that. Back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that buy, sell, makeoffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to buy, sell, makeoffer.com and click the sign me up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Thinking it's all just a bunch of people looking to do good for themselves or move up the ladder or to have opportunities for themselves. We've got to make sure that we're speaking truth to power, that we're standing up for young people, that they know that we've got their back. When we do that, I think more will be interested. But as long as you're trying to encourage them, beg them, what have you, it doesn't really work. When you identify young people in the community who are speaking up, when you identify some of these young people in Black Lives Matter who are saying what needs to be said, then go get them and say, I see what you're saying. I see what you're doing. I think you're going to make a good elected official. Let's work with people who have the passion and who want to do it and who understand how important it is. There are plenty of them in our communities, but guess what? We don't associate with them because think they're too controversial. Black people, you better get controversial. You had better be controversial. You had better call it like it is. We've been shut down because others have defined us. When they said to us about 10, 15 years ago, oh, she's playing the race card, you should say, yeah, and I got a lot more I'm going to play. Don't run away from it. And that's what happened. We stopped calling a racist because they said that that's all you do. You don't do anything else. Don't let these people intimidate or scare you. You got to get in the fight. And you got to be in the fight to make some sacrifices, to understand when you're winning, to continue to work, to make things happen. And I want to tell you it is time to take off the handcuffs.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That, of course, was Maxine James Brown Waters. Hi! Got to catch myself here. Okay. Hold on, Donald Trump. I love what she said. She's speaking of black troublemakers when she's talking about the people they need to reach out to. Encourage. When you try to encourage or beg them, she says, it doesn't work. She says, identify some of the young people in Black Lives Matter and get them. Don't get the ones who have their head on straight. No, they don't. That's not who you want. They don't have enough passion. You want somebody that's got a passion for troublemaking, and you get them. And tell them, I think you would make a good elected official. You got passion. And she says, by the way, there are plenty of them. We've been cooking them. We've been creating them. We've been, ooh, got the conveyor belt. The manufacturing machine is on. We got more black troublemakers than you can shake a stick at. Ignorant to their core. We have made it that way as part of the Negro Project. And Maxine Waters is one of the congressional black circus clowns who has made black folks so stupid they will follow the Pied Piper of ethnocentric races right off the mountaintop.
No doubt about it. And what she says is, there's lots of them, but you know what, black folks? Talking to these black people and these white enablers, you don't want to associate with them. You know what she's telling you, America? The majority of blacks want nothing to do with those troublemakers. And she's saying, you better be controversial. You don't want to associate with them because they're too controversial. Well, you better be controversial or else you ain't going to get yours. You're going to get shut down. You're going to be back on the plantation. You're going to be in slavery unless you follow these morons the way they follow me. And then she goes on to tell them, here's the pep talk. I just want everybody to understand. This is the black William Wallace leading the troops in the battle. We've been shut down. 10 to 15 years ago, she was playing the race card. Well, I got plenty more, she said. And she acts like the race card hasn't been played for the last five decades. Oh, do I need to go more? How many decades do you need to know how long the race card's been played? I'm just curious. Don't run away, she said. Don't you bother. Stay there and fight. She chided blacks to help her. Congregation of black nationalists, people out there, you know, ready to see Maxine. How do you assemble a group of people who want to see Maxine Waters? I'm just curious. How much money do you pay for this? Because you could tell me Maxine Waters is coming to town, and I'd be like, and? Why are you bringing it up to me? Racist? Speaking of a new crop of race pimps she wants to bring out, let's work with people who have the passion and want to do it and understand how important it is. Trying to explain it. Black Lives Matter, terrorist group. What planet has this ethnocentric racist been living on? I'm just curious where she believes that black people can't get ahead. The race card, folks, is all the left has. They have nothing else. And to be honest with you, they don't even have that because they are the racist. And more blacks are being awakened in the era of Trump to the nonsense of Maxine Waters. And I'm telling you, if you read between the lines, if you hear what she said, you people need to get out there and work with these troublemakers. She's chiding the black community. You're not doing enough to help us get these troublemakers, because that is exactly what Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, the woman that called black people human weeds, that started the Negro Project, said we need. She said, get somebody like Maxine James Brown Waters to tell black people how bad it is and how they need to follow the leader and doing stupid stuff, and we'll keep them right where we want them. And that's what she wants. And she's mad that there are people like me out there, many others, who are out there essentially sounding the alarm bell saying, hey, don't follow that devil. She's a devil. I don't want to go all Farrakhan on you, but she's a devil. That woman is no good. Unbelievable. For Maxine Waters, all problems for blacks in America originate from the color of somebody's skin. If you're white, you have privilege and you're an oppressor. If you're black, you're oppressed. No matter what status in life to where you've risen, you are oppressed. Oprah Winfrey is oppressed. LeBron James is oppressed. Barack Obama was oppressed. Can I explain to you, it doesn't matter how high you rise in the social structure in this country, for black ethnocentric racists like Maxine Waters, you cannot rise high enough to rise above your skin color. See, that's why they care. They loved Obama for that reason. Anything you did against him, oh, it's because you're racist. What a convenient excuse. White people, anything you did against George Bush, what was that? Business as usual for the Democrats? Anything that was done against Bill Clinton, what was that? Business as usual for the Republicans, but do it against Barack Obama, and it's racist. Do it against anybody, it's racist. They pull the race card. I swear, if there was anybody that kept up with these statistics and said who pulls the race card the most, left would win exponentially. It's like referring to Nazis. Left win exponentially. Oh, look at Donald Trump. He's a Nazi. He's a member of the KKK. He's racist. He's a misogynist. He's Islamophobic. He's xenophobic. He hates Mexicans. He hates blacks. He hates this. He hates women. This is all of it. And it's crazy because they're all of that. They hate them all. She goes on to say, I want you to it's time to take off the handcuffs. It's time to get in. Get in it. It's time to call it like it is. What is it, Max? Somebody tell Maxine Waters, please explain to us, what is it that she's talking about? I'd love for her to tell me what blacks can do. Can we not get into college? Can we not play sports? Can we not walk into the front of buildings, sit at the counter, drink out of our own water? Everybody drink out of the same water fountain? Can we not get into hotels? Can we not take planes, buses? What? Explain to me what it is. And the reason that Maxine Waters gets away with such nonsense is because that very same audience needed to have somebody like me come out after her and say, everything that crazy woman said, disregard. Waters is a product of the Negro Project. Her life, her role in life is to demoralize black people so that Maxine Waters can maintain the most success. And Democrats love, love, love with a passion to keep black people complaining. Because let me explain what happens when you complain. You rarely look for solutions. See, the guy who's doing his job and he's not complaining, he's contemplating. He's going, huh, it's funny. I'm mopping this floor with this thing that's got all these little, you know, hairs on it. You know, it looks like Medusa's hair. If I get something a little bit more methodical that I could put a trigger squeeze on, I could mop three times faster. You know what? If I got a bucket that would let that mop come through and squeeze the water out, I could mop twice as fast. If I had something that would purify the water as it comes through, maybe I wouldn't have to refuel the water as often, and I could mop twice as fast or three times fast. He's looking for reason. He's not lamenting his job. He's going, let me whistle while I work. People are happiest, folks, when they can see tangible results, when they feel that they have reached their potential. People tend to stay angry when they've squandered their potential. Thus, the perpetual state of anger in the black community. Constantly mad. Fuses like that are easily lit when somebody's always mad.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
All survivalists accumulate supplies, but these supplies may be of little use if you don't have your health. Dr. Joel Wallach will teach you how to be more healthy and improve your survival potential. Consider joining Dr. Joel Wallach at the RK Prepper Show in Kansas City, Missouri on September 30th through October 1st. For more information, please call 417-863-7149. 417-863-7149.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The President Trump may be trying to find a way to stay in the Paris Climate Change Agreement.
Well, I think that would be wonderful. It's very difficult to tell day to day what the administration intends with climate, with the Dreamers, and any host of other issues. But look, we should invite the administration, encourage the administration to reconsider. I think it was probably the single biggest relinquishment of American leadership when the president basically said, we're walking off the world stage on climate. If they can be enticed back, I think that's very positive. I don't know why it is so hard for this administration, whether it's on climate or on Iran or on our strategy of defeating ISIS, to acknowledge that the prior administration did some things right. I'm struck in listening to John McMaster right now, George, about how much that secret strategy that the president had of defeating ISIS that we were going to hear about in 30 days turns out to be the Obama administration's strategy, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Don't sweat it. Donald Trump's not following Barack Obama's strategy. Look, if you even mention Paris, hey, I'm going to Paris. Oh, look at you. You're doing something to follow Barack Obama. No.
The idea that because Barack Obama initiated something, oh, it must be part of what the strategy was. It could be 1% Obama, and they will claim that Donald Trump's following Obama. You get what I'm saying? Don't sweat it. They want you to believe the Paris Accord is a good deal. The same way they want you to believe the UN is a good deal. Donald Trump goes to the UN and says, look, your role is to be a peacekeeping organization. You're supposed to be getting countries to play together nicely since your charter in the mid-40s. You've never done it. You've never been successful. We have a guy blowing off nuclear weapons, testing nuclear weapons, threatening nations every day. And what do? You pretend it doesn't exist. It's become a joke, the UN. And Donald Trump says exactly what millions of Americans have been saying for decades. And the only thing that matters on the left is who's president. If Barack Obama had said exactly what Donald Trump said, you'd be hearing the press talk about the boldness in which Barack Obama has spoken. It is amazing. He's changed the whole temperature of the UN. The world is now taking notice. People are now blah, blah, blah. They would be extolling the virtues of that man, and rightfully so, had he done that. And let me tell you, we would have said it. We conservatives, I would have said, instead of Barack Obama going there, holding the UN General Assembly like a little bitty boy, and then capitulating on everything, if he had said, you know what, the United States is not here to be your whipping boy. We are not your bank. The International Monetary Fund is going to help countries that are healing, not those that are promoting war or any other type of terror anyway. That's number one. Number two, when it comes to us and our support of the UN, you're going to get your act together. You're going to go into Darfur. You're going to go into Rwanda. You're going to go into the Congo, and you're going to wage peace. You're going to find a way to do it, or else, you know what? You're a useless organization. And when it comes to Iran, who's been stirring up terrorism all over the world, you look at the number of Muslim terror attacks that have increased as the mullahs took over in Iran. This is sacrilege. You people should be ashamed of yourselves. And finally, North Korea. You're going to do something about that. If they wanted to solve world hunger, the UN could have done it. If they wanted to get more peace in the world, the UN could have done it. The UN doesn't give a crap about peace. They don't give a crap about AIDS. They don't give a crap about any of that stuff. You know what they give a crap about? Power. It's a bunch of elitists that get together and pretend that they run the world. And they want us to be a part of it. And Donald Trump goes, whoa, whoa, slow your roll. It's not going to happen. Do we want to be a part of understanding what the world is about? Absolutely. We're happy to be a piece, to be involved. But you're not going to tell us what to do. We're going to work at this together. But unlike these other presidents, the other people that quite frankly should have been setting the course for the UN, I'm going to hold you accountable. I'm going to make you have to come up with something tangible at the end of every project you do. See, that's the difference with a project manager. A president who understands that when I give you a task, I'm coming back to check to see how that task is doing. And don't tell me we need another commission to look into it. For Schiff, that was Adam Schiff, by the way, in that clip. Acknowledge that Barack Obama did something right. What did he do right? Tell me. We're right now, Donald Trump is dealing with frivolous issues regarding race. And they put the whole race incident on Donald Trump's shoulders, thinking it's going to stay. That is the silliest strategy I've ever seen in my life. If they want to go into 2018 making Donald Trump a racist because he's going after the NFL and the people who won't stand for the flag, good luck with that. A friend of mine sent me a note, so I'm going to give her credit, but she said, Kevin, why don't we stick a veteran with every one of those players and then let them kneel? A disabled vet. Put a disabled vet with a Kaepernick or whoever wants to decide they want to take a knee. Let somebody who's in a wheelchair or standing on two prosthetics stand next to that sucker that wants to take a knee. And then if Stephen Curry doesn't want to go to the White House, which by the way is only a symbol, it's a symbol and the other, and he wants to go there to make a point. Make a point about what? He's a freaking basketball player.
take a round ball, 27 inches, and put it in a hoop 25 feet away. Good for him. He's good at shooting a ball in a frickin' basket and impressing you with his dribble skills. Right? That's supposed to gain so much respect. See, these people get caught up in themselves. LeBron James thinks because he takes that 27-inch ball and he runs up and down that court dunking and, you know, showing all this physical prowess, which, by the way, very impressive stuff. But congratulations. But LeBron, let me tell you, it doesn't give you any more voice than anybody else.
Donald Trump, he's just Donald Trump. I ain't going to his White House because he ain't.
Donald Trump is 50 times the man that LeBron James could ever hope to be. LeBron James is a piece of crap. He's a dude who can handle a basketball, as is Stephen Curry, as is Chris Paul, as is all these other little, oh, social justice warriors, the black people are being mistreated. Oh, by the way, would you pull up my limo and get my driver and then make reservations at La Walu so I can go eat there and everybody fawn all over me? And to have women all over the place and flying around in private jets. And by the way, did you set that meeting up with Warren Buffett? But you know what? Black Lives Matter. And man, man, man. And these suckers don't do a thing in their own neighborhoods. Oh, I do a charity. I do charity work. I work with kids. What these guys do is they work with kids in order to cover up their nonsense. So when you find out they've got 15 mistresses or they bugger little boys and girls or they do whatever, then they go, yeah, but look at all my charity work. It's like the Clintons. Look at all the great stuff that we do. How can you be mad at us? These people are lying, disingenuous, most disingenuous on the planet. LeBron James, I said this on TV the other day, LeBron James couldn't name you the last person that got killed in Cleveland if you put a gun to his head. Black person. Killed by another black person. But he'll name you a black person killed in St. Louis in 2011 and act like he's got some sort of a,
well, look at what they did to Anthony Lamar Smith.
Yeah, LeBron, that was December of 2011. How many black folks were killed in Cleveland that you didn't give a crap about? Since 2011, hundreds, thousands even. Chicago. You think Stephen Curry cares about the 4,000 mostly black people killed since 2009 in Chicago? Or do you think Stephen Curry likes cashing his check and getting his endorsements and acting like he's a social justice warrior? I'm a social justice warrior. I'm out there fighting for the black man. Go march with him. Go comfort a woman whose child has been killed in the streets by some gangbanger who looked just like him. Who looks like you, Stephen, who looks like LeBron James, who looks like Chris Paul, who looks like whoever the guy was that came from Oklahoma to play with them. Go look. All of them look the same. Yeah, let me tell you, do you think any of them has ever sat with any of the mothers whose sons and daughters have been gunned down, whose children have been killed in drive-bys and so on? No, but they want to tell you about the cop killings. Cops out here menacing. Yeah, what about all the crime in these neighborhoods, the very neighborhoods that many of these kids grew up in? They know exactly what's happening, and they ignore it because they're sellouts. They want to sell this concept that we're fighting for the man. We're down with our people. You ain't down with your people. You're a lying skanks is what you are, and they don't have the heart to admit it, but you know what they'll talk. Kevin, you and Uncle Tom, really? And Uncle Tom calling you out. Yeah, I'm a proud Uncle Tom for calling your sorry butts out and saying to you, you can talk your game, but that ain't going to solve the problem, fool. I got to leave it there for now.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.